This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Chances are pretty good, better than pretty good actually, that you've got an HP printer somewhere in your office. Hewlett-Packard has been making them and making money off them for decades. But inkjet, I will tell you, is so passe. HP Ink, which is the printer and PC part of the original HP that split in two last year, announced a big 3D printing initiative today, banking on its appeal to American manufacturers. Dion Weisler is the CEO of HP Ink. Welcome to the program.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
Is it fair to say that you're kind of betting the future of this company on 3D printing?
Well, look, we're really excited about the work we're doing across our core products, products that we have in our growth engines, but we're incredibly excited about the categories that we're creating, and 3D printing is an incredible part of that.
So is that a yes or a no?
It's part of a complement of an entire suite of products, but we think it has the opportunity to tap into a $12 trillion manufacturing industry, and that's pretty exciting.
Seems to me what we're really talking about here is a productivity tool, right? You want manufacturing to be more agile and quicker. So help me understand how, I don't know, like Nike or BMW would use this.
Well, we think it does more than that. We think it actually democratizes manufacturing. Manufacturing today typically happens in faraway places, and that costs a lot of inventory, warehousing costs, costs of capital are all tied up. And this enables you to move manufacturing much closer to where your customers are. And so companies like Nike, like BMW, like Johnson & Johnson are working with us as close technology partners and figuring out how they can build innovative products where complexity is essentially free, this high innovation curve, and bring breakthrough products to market.
Complexity is free. It also sounds like that means failure is without cost, without risk. You can just keep banging stuff out.
Well, you can certainly prototype, and 3D printing's been prototyping for many years now. I guess what we're doing differently here is we've also launched a range of low production run printers as well. So that enables you to do those low production runs that extend beyond traditional prototyping.
Low production runs meaning some guy in his garage trying to tinker with stuff?
Well, think about our business. Think about our 3D printing business. Today, it's not a very high volume business. And in fact, 50% of the parts inside our printer are printed by our printer. So that's kind of pretty cool. And it's perfect for those kind of production runs. As it builds scale and you're doing millions, you'll use traditional manufacturing. But for short production runs, this makes much more economic sense.
The other half of your business, the other half of your portfolio is PCs, of course. And I wonder whether or not you're going to orphan those things as this slice of it gets better because PC sales are, as we've seen, plummeting.
Well, both PCs and printing are mature categories, but they're still $415 billion market. I don't think PCs ever go away. People are still going to have to interact with their digital worlds. But we're going to create new categories, immersive computing, different ways in which you interact with your PCs, take things from the physical world, bring them into the digital world, change them, manipulate them, and then with 3D printing, take them back out to the physical world.
Let me try something with you that I tried with Ms. Whitman when I had her on the program about 4 or 5 years ago, back when HP was just one company. Do me a favor and describe your company in 5 words or less.
We are that's
we
a great
are.
Question.
I know, and I will tell you that Ms. Whitman had a tough time. So
okay, well, let me do it in 3. Engineering experiences that amaze.
That's 4, but okay, we'll give it to you. Dion Weisler, he's the CEO of HP Inc. Mr. Weisler, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Kai, great to be here. Thanks.